Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Levi's.
Coming up on NBA Today, the game that everyone was waiting for, it did not disappoint. So Jalen Rose and Perk's first impressions after a thrilling Game 1 win for the Los Angeles Lakers. Plus, there were some orange and blue skies, baby, last night outside of Madison Square Garden. But how will the Knicks hold up when Jimmy Butler returns? And Joel Embiid, he joins the show fresh off of winning his first MVP. Do not miss that must-see interview.
Hey, guys, you're watching NBA Today.
You gotta love him. You just saw him. Joel Embiid joining us a little bit later in the show. We're also going to check in on his status for Game 2. We have Ramona Shelburne. We have one Mr. Jalen Rose and Kendrick Perkins in the building. Y'all know where we're starting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. I mean, we got to start with Game 1 between LeBron James and Steph Curry because it was awesome. Let's go to the Bay where this all went down. Steph and LeBron, what do you think they were saying, Jalen?
Did you know that they were born in the same Ohio hospital?
I know, right. Small world.
Maybe that's what they were talking about. Renewing the modern day best players in the game conversation as both of these four-time champions put on a show, Malika.
Well, the Warriors, they had it going early, Jalen. The Warriors 13-30. Three-pointers in the first half versus one of eight for the Lakers.
First time in the history of the playoffs, one team, the Warriors, had three separate guys make six threes, but the Lakers did their damage right there, continuing to attack that color area on the floor that we like to call the paint. And Anthony Davis, if he plays like this on a nightly basis, my guy Kendrick Perkins' prediction like a month ago is looking better and better about them winning it all.
Here's the thing. The Lakers get up big just when I'm like, all right, maybe I can sneak a couple extra hours of sleep. Oh, no, no, no. Here come the Warriors, Ramona.
And this, LeBron trying to chase down Steph for that block.
I know.
Just before that, LeBron had actually blocked, but Steph went right back to it.
So it's important that Jordan Poole just made that bucket.
Yes.
He's feeling himself a little bit. Dishing back out, Draymond, find Steph. This is what the Warriors do. They come at you in waves. They make their threes. And all of a sudden, it feels possible. It feels plausible that they could come all the way back.
Absolutely. And shout out to Steve Kerr for throwing in that zone to help spark that run on the offensive end.
D'Lo, though, every time the Lakers needed a big bucket, he was there, he was available. The defense, the length, bothering the Warriors here.
38 years of age, LeBron, a locomotive, getting down the floor, stepping to the line late in the game.
And this is the play, right? Steph Curry gets doubled, looking, swings it to Draymond, out to Jordan Poole. Can't quite get it to go. That would do it. Let's take one more look at this shot. We're going to dive into it in just a little bit. But first, let's hear from Steve Kerr on Poole's final shot.
I had the timeouts left, but I saw them double-teaming Steph at half court. So I knew somebody was going to be wide open if we could just get the ball out. And Steph did a great job. He got the ball out of the trap, and Jordan was wide open, and so pretty good look. And, you know, that's a shot he can hit.
It's kind of in rhythm shot. You know, I'm sure he felt pretty good about it. That's why he shot it. There's no kind of, you know, regrets on that. It's just, you know, make or miss type situation. A lot of trust in him and his ability to put the ball in the basket.
All right, so Poole getting a lot of support there from his teammates, right? But Jalen Rose, did you think that was the right shot to take?
I'll tell you right now.
Please do.
So let me get this right. Steph Curry, Dame Lillard, and Trae Young are the three guys to me to have the license to take an unlimited range heat check shot at any point, at any time. Now, when you've made 6 3-pointers already in the game, and not many people walking the face of the earth have done that, you have to feel good about the fact that you're gonna knock this down. So let's check this play out now. As Stephen Curry, one of the guys I mentioned that have that unlimited range, the Lakers do something so very intelligent. We're gonna get the ball out of his hands. Now Draymond Green does what he should do in that situation. Pass that thing like it's hot because he ain't gonna think about shooting it. Now Jordan Poole, My coach once said in a huddle, I had a high school teammate talking about, hey coach, I was open. He said, hey son, you was open for a reason. So for Jordan Poole, that was the case, Big Perk. Mm-hmm. I would have liked them, A, to call timeout because they did have two remaining, mm-hmm. which is on the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Also, I would like to see them work the game more. So many times in today's game, you see a player take a shot like that with 22 seconds on the clock, 20 seconds on the clock, but it ain't at the end of the game. I would have liked to see them work the game, call a timeout, and try to draw up something.
I agree, and save as much time as possible, especially when you have two timeouts. And I appreciate that breakdown, Jay Rose, but let's talk about the team that won. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the boy, the man in the middle, okay? When we talk about the Lakers, okay, and we talk about the Warriors, we saw LeBron James with the hee-hee and ha-ha and love my brother, much respect my brother. But guess who we didn't see it from? Anthony Davis. Ooh. He was had it on his mind from the top.
Yes.
And when you think about AD and what he done, mm-hmm. I looked at him and he was on a mission.
Yes.
He wasn't on no friendly business. He was about going out there and getting a win. And when it comes down to being one of the most skilled power forwards to ever play the game, this is him right here. And he led the charge by doing what? Getting to the paint, attacking, being aggressive. Again, this is not Sabonis. No disrespect to Sabonis, but this is not Sabonis. Mm-hmm. AD will make you pay in every single way. I think he did it in great fashion, cutting. I saw Darvin Ham running pin downs for him. He was running pin downs for him. He was running the floor, getting lobs, setting good screens, rolling to the basket.
Yep.
That was beautiful basketball, man basketball by AD.
And you're right. It's no disrespect to Sabonis, but just think about it like this. One of those guys was all NBA this year. Mm. That was Sabonis. That's because he was healthy, played on a 3C, and he brought it every night. Mm-hmm. If Anthony Davis brings it every night like he's capable, then this is the kind of result you see, Malika.
Let's take a listen to the Lakers after the game, Jalen.
The Lakers franchise over the years, over the course of their existence, has always had dominant big men and dominant guys that have been a force at the rim. And, you know, that's why their jerseys are in the rafters. And 80 will be up there when he's done playing. And you know, the number three will be up in the rafters. And it continues to show why. He's one of the best players that we have in this league.
Number three, going up to the rafters already. Ramona, what was your biggest takeaway from last night?
Look, we have talked about the midseason trades that the Lakers made all year long, but in these players, it's been a little spotty. Like, the players who brought it have been LeBron and Anthony Davis. I thought last night, Jared Vanderbilt defending Stephen Curry.
Yep.
And D'Angelo Russell in the end of the series against Memphis, and then last night in this game, both those guys made a huge impact for the Lakers. And I was wondering how they were going to defend Stephen Curry because they don't have a natural defense. Schroeder's great. You can chase him all around the place. Reeves is good, but you don't want him to wear out chasing him. But you put arms and legs on him, and Vanderbilt held up.
Yeah, so the MVP of game one, Anthony Davis, are we all?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Yes,
so
yes.
How sustainable is this for him, Jalen? Because I'm just looking at the amount of minutes he racked up.
I believe it's sustainable, and here's why. Because Draymond Green and Looney aren't scorers. So he gets to rest on D. Now, somebody got to block Looney out because he's grabbing every rebound like he Moses Malone. And I love to see the way he's playing. Mm-hmm. But Anthony Davis now gets to rest on the defensive side. And you made a great point about comparing him to Sabonis. See, Anthony Davis going to make that 15-foot shot. Mm-hmm. He's going to make that 18-foot shot. So now those guys can't stand in the paint. They got to come out and defend AD. Can I say one thing about Steph real quick? Steph, three-point shooting is always the headliner, rightfully so.
Yep.
He's the most versatile three-point shooter in the game and the most all-around greatest shooter the game has seen. But what gets underestimated, Perk, is he be scoring that thing in the paint.
Yeah.
He take his body blows. It ain't always head shots. In game 7 against the Kings, he made 11 shots in the paint. 11 for 14. That's what Vanderbilt took away, Momo, in this game. They made him more perimeter-oriented.
Oh, absolutely. And we play a game, a family game, when we driving on the road for AAU tournaments called I Spy. And I spy something. I feel like the Lakers have figured out the Golden State Warriors, yes, in one game.
Oh, it's one game.
No. But let me explain why. Because we look at the game last night, we're like, oh, the Warriors shot so many threes, they didn't get to the free throw line. It wasn't by accident. It was the game plan. Mm-hmm. So when I see the Lakers and I see Dennis Schroeder and Austin Reeves and Jared Vanderbilt, when I see those guys top locking
correct
at the top, forcing them down, okay, and Anthony Davis sagging in the paint, they're saying, no, we're not going to give you threes and twos and let you get to the free throw line. That's the recipe. And the only thing that could change or help the Warriors is if that someone goes down. And I don't see that happening for the Lakers. That size, that length, that athleticism is going to bother them all series long.
We'll see what adjustments Steve Kerr makes in game two, because this series is every other day. So how's that go? I spy with my little eye.
Yeah, no, just I spy.
Okay, I spy.
I thought he was going to say, that's my car.
That's what you
say.
That's what you, yeah, that will.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm playing it with my sons.
I spy the New York Knicks being able to even up the series. We're going to get into that coming up here on NBA Today. We dive into who has the edge going into game three on Thursday. Plus, I mean, Perk, you mentioned it. The Lakers, Jared Vanderbilt was locked in on defense last night. So is it too early to call her a Curry stopper? Is it too early to call him that?
Yeah, I got to see it.
Okay. Yeah. Right. We'll chill a little bit there then.
We're going to set him up.
We also have the newly named MVP, Joel Embiid, joining us on NBA Today, talking about his journey, a very special gift he got from James Harden. I spy a Rolex.
Whoa.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
NBA Today is presented by Levi's, celebrating 150 years of the 501 jean.
Welcome back to NBA Today. You know, whenever you and Parker are in studio, you guys bring the energy. What color would you call his jacket, Jalen? Is it mauve? Is it
mauve? I like that color.
Yeah, it's flamingo.
I like that.
I mean, you know.
Hey, my brother cleaner than the Board of Health. Everybody look fine, beautiful today.
Yeah. You guys always bring the energy. Do you think we can match the atmosphere that was in Madison Square Garden last night?
That's no.
We're going to
try.
We're going to head to New York. We're going to go to the Big Apple now. The Knicks, the Heat, game two in the Eastern semifinals here. Remember, no Jimmy Butler in this one, but Julius Randle back for the Knicks.
It was important for Julius Randle not only to have a good game, but to get off to a good start. He had some struggles against the Cavs, and then obviously he got injured. The team lost without him, so it's great to see him get off to a good start along with R.J. Barrett.
But the Heat hung around the entire game. Jimmy Butler hyped for his squad, but the Knicks, they kept coming. Jalen Brunson, he said he would avenge that game one performance. Looks like he did.
Chuck D, notable Public Enemy fame, also New York Knickerbocker fan. He said there's an Air Jordan, and then there's a Ground Brunson. And I ain't mad at that at all, as he was great in the second half, and his college teammate Josh Hart was matching the intensity and shot making.
Right, because if Brunson is the soul, Josh brought the heart. They needed every bit of it.
No doubt about it. And this young man is not only a clutch performer, but a great leader. Has solidified that position for the New York Knicks for years to come.
But still, a chance here for Miami. Second chance again. Just couldn't quite get it to go.
Well, that actually hit the rim.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, that would have gave them an opportunity not only to get the ball, but to make an uncontested layup, which clearly affects the outcome.
Well, at the end, though, three-point game here. Jalen Brunson, little floater. That's good, Ramona.
Well, Aaron Rodgers is attending every game now, apparently, with Sauce Gardner.
Sauce Gardner, Detroit, what up, though?
You got to take in all that New York has to offer when you live there.
Once you got to take a nap before you go kick it.
Julius, Josh Hart.
Shot right there.
That would be the dagger. Let's take a listen to Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson after the game.
See you, Melo.
Jalen, you started out, I think, one for six first half, and then 23 in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Finding your rhythm, I mean, what do you make of that disparity first half to second half?
hooping.
You was hooping. Honestly, guys, starting at the. Feel sorry for myself. I'm out here, man. Just let's go hoop.
He never disappoints you. You know, sometimes we can fall short, but there's no quitting him. Never quits on a play, you know. So can't say enough about that.
If you're a basketball aficionado, you got to love this series. You have great competition. Guys going after it, leaving nothing to chance. Both teams probably could use, you know, an extra day just to gear up for the gladiator battle that's about to ensue on Saturday.
So the Knicks, the Heat, they're gearing up for this pivotal Game 3 Saturday in Miami. The winner of Game 3 in a best-of-seven series that's tied at 1-1, they go on to win over 73% of the time in playoff history. So we're heading down to South Beach for that one. But back here with Perk, Jalen, Ramona. So the Knicks, they were able to bounce back here. I loved that post-game, by the way. They're just happy. Yeah. They're just like, did you ever have any kind of snacks in your post-game?
Well, I was never fortunate to actually have a post-game. I played
kind of the big ticket.
I played with too many damn Hall of Famers. I always, you know, mine was just at the locker with a microphone.
Oh, clearly had a lot to say, though. I know.
Now he's saying it now in the media.
And that's why we appreciate you. So how about this? If Jimmy Butler, Perk, his status is up in the air right now, but moving forward, who do you think has the edge in this series?
Oh, I'm going with the Knicks. I believe Julius Randle will continue to get better. That was his first game back off the ankle injury. Jalen Brunson, he's going to continue to do Jalen Brunson type things. But can I take a moment right now to say that the Pelicans and the Trailblazers should be rolling over in their grave? And this is right now a moment for all the general managers to make sure that they do a fair evaluation of their ball club. Because Josh Hart is the heart of all hearts when it comes down to role players. This guy's one of the best role players in the game today, and I'm kind of disrespecting him by calling him that. He almost had a triple-double, but it was not what he's doing. It's how he's doing it. He's attacking in transition. He's finding guys. He played with a high basketball IQ. And the most important thing that I love about Josh Hart, he's not afraid of embarrassment. I don't care if you're going to break my ankles. I'm going to get up into you. I don't care if I get dunked on. I'm going to try to chase down blocks. I'm going to meet you at the rim. He does it all. And this is a learning moment for a lot of GMs across the league.
You're preaching, my brother. And let me take it a step further. A lot of times, the glue guy, the role player, the lockdown defender, we've seen this with Dylan Brooks. We see it with P.J. Tucker. They're not necessarily scorers. Mm. Like, Josh Hart is an actual scorer that's going to make late shots. And then there's something also to be said about the camaraderie he has with their best player in Jalen Brunson. When you have that trust and that relationship that they have, when they're sitting up on the podium together, they're breaking bread together away from the floor, that translates to trust on the floor. So I'm going with you. I'm going with the Knicks because so many different players have shown that they can be productive in this series. And shout to R.J. Barrett, who started his career drafted by the Knicks. And when you get drafted behind Zion and Ja Morant, it's easy to get overlooked. But I appreciate it's all about basketball with him. It's not about his nightlife. It's not about who he's dating. He keeps working on his game.
Yeah.
He played well. He's a great contributor. You mentioned Julius Randle, talked about Hart and Brunson. Mitchell Robinson contesting shots, blocking shots, grabbing boards. I feel like the Knicks have the depth the will to get this series.
I thought for sure Perk was going to talk about Hartenstein. I mean, like, the offensive rebounds he got down the stretch and some of those big plays. Like, I was like, that's your big man out there getting the offensive boards. But the Knicks barely won that game when the Heat didn't have Jimmy Butler or Tyler Hero.
Right.
I mean, and now we're going back to Miami for games 3 and 4. I think the Heat have the advantage there. They were 17 for 49 on threes. Duncan Robinson is back. Kyle Lowry is being Kyle Lowry again. To me, if they get Jimmy Butler back in these next couple of games here, and they're in South Beach, this is a Heat series right here.
Well, Jimmy Butler's ankle, right, that's going to be something that is huge looming over this series. But there's another injury that is looming over the West, and that is Phoenix's Suns guard, Chris Paul. His status is in doubt for Game 3 and Game 4 against the Denver Nuggets. That's due to a left groin strain, according to our senior insider, Adrian Wojnarowski. Now, Chris Paul, he is the Suns' best plus-minus differential so far in the playoffs. Phoenix has outscored opponents by 39 points over the 7 games when he has been on the floor. So, Ramona, what more can you tell us about his injury?
Yeah, they really don't know when he's going to play. It just kind of depends on how he responds to the treatment that he's getting. They're calling it day-to-day. But you have to remember, they have Cameron Payne. And Cameron Payne just came back off of injury. And he won for 7 in the last game. Wasn't great there, but he was a key contributor to their run to the finals in 2021. And they need him now.
It's a big blow, Jalen.
When you add KD, the first thing we say is this roster's top heavy. Mm-hmm. And so now you lose Chris Paul, who has an unfortunate injury history, in particular at this time of the year. They're already trailing by 2 games against a team that's taller, more physical, younger, and deeper, plus have home court advantage, and was the number one seed this year. The Suns are in trouble.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I believe that Chris Paul's time has come to an end.
Whoa.
And it's not in a disrespectful matter. We're talking about a future Hall of Famer. But when you look at his injuries and when that happened, that like it's happening in the postseason when it matters the most. And he's, what, 38 years old? Like, Father Time catch up with you. And it's not like he's built like a LeBron James or a Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, he's taking care of his body. But when you start having these type of injuries in these moments, it's a concern now.
And also, he played in college. And so, unlike a LeBron, and he's a small guy, and he's a defender who plays with toughness. And a lot of times when you're getting injured on non-contact, in theory, injuries like that one, it says a lot about what may happen with him going forward. It's going to be hard for him to be a productive player in this series.
It's been the 5th postseason, right, that he's missed a game due to injury, due to illness. And, of course, I famously think of him sitting at home when the Valley-Oop play happened. But it takes so much more from the rest of the group when he is not out on the floor. You know who we're hoping to see out on the floor tonight, though? The MVP, Joel Embiid. Do not go anywhere because he is stopping by the show. He tells us his plans on playing tonight. You're going to want to hear what he has to say. Plus, I mean, the Celtics, they're down 0-1. So how concerned should we be, guys, about this matchup tonight? Who needs to step up for Boston to even the series? And AD, can we just call him that stands for absolutely dominant at this point? We're going to dive into what he did on the defensive end to slow down the reigning champs. Don't go anywhere. I'm just trying to be like you, Perk.
Just don't do it every other game.
I'm with you on that.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
My life is a movie.
From Yaoundé, Cameroon, and the University of Kansas, Joel Embiid.
You better start trusting the process.
I always say that everything just happens so fast.
Is this the Tiger Game Series?
I don't want to hear about no process no more.
Philadelphia, for the 4th time in the last 5 years, goes out in the Eastern Conference semis.
I've been through a lot.
But you just got to prove that you belong on this stage.
Oh, that's a grown-ass jam!
Going into this year, I've gone up to another level.
Process that!
But the only way I get respect is if I win a championship.
The MVP himself, Joel Embiid, joining us now. Joel, congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
So we heard that you had to get a little gift from your teammate in order to commemorate this moment. What did James Harden give you?
Oh, I mean, it's pretty nice. I'm actually looking at it right now. It's my first watch and my first Rolex. So, all I know is that it's rose gold, and in the back of it, you know, you got the
2023 MVP. I mean, I don't know what to say. You know, when he gave it to me, I was just, you know, amazed, and you know, I'm just so thankful.
Well, we saw the video of you winning, your teammates celebrating you. You've been so close, Joel, 2 years in a row. What does it feel like to finally be able to say, I am the MVP?
It means a lot. I think a lot of people always think that when I say I won this, it's because, you know, whatever. But I think it's because it means a lot. And he kind of validates all the hard work that you put in, all the sacrifices. And, you know, I'm extremely competitive. I want it all. I want, you know, everything that I get my hands in. I get my hands on. And, you know, that's, you know, that goes on with, you know, winning championships and all that too. And, you know, that's also a part of my story. As everybody knows my story, you know, kind of put it in, you know, into perspective about, you know, what I went through and what I was able to accomplish. And I hope that, you know, people back home in Africa in general and in the whole world can see it as something that they can also believe and understand that, like, you know, anything is really possible. And, you know, and like I said earlier, for us Africans, we don't have a lot of these opportunities, and you know, the probability of us, you know, making it here and let alone being an MVP is, you know, it's probably negative zero, but you know, improbable doesn't mean impossible. So as long as you set your mind, you know, to, you gotta keep going, and whatever goals you believe in, you gotta keep pushing.
You started playing, Joel, at 15 years old, and we've seen the videos of you, right, all limbs in high school, just trying to get a feel for the game. There's a bunch of photos going around as well, but one in particular is of you right here in this Kobe jersey. I almost don't recognize you. Is that you? What do you think back on it when you look at this?
Well, it is me. I think that goes back to when I had to take pictures, because that was actually the time where I wasn't playing basketball yet, and you know, coach, you know, Joe Twemo was trying to convince me. Him and my uncle was trying to convince my dad to let me start playing basketball, and my dad just wouldn't let me, you know, play basketball for some reason. And you know, they try to find ways, you know, to do it. And you know, finally, you know, when I was, you know, 16 years old, that's when he finally let me start, and I'm glad he did.
Well, part of it, right, your dad was very concerned about your grades, wanting to make sure you were focused, to have balance, and we both know how much he means to you. Have you had a chance to talk to him since your MVP?
Yeah, I did talk to him yesterday. Yeah, I wish that would have been here, but, you know, they're just so happy for me. You know, that's something that they know, you know, how much he means, you know, to me and the whole continent, and you know, especially Cameroon, to have someone, you know, from there to be able to accomplish something like this, it means a lot. And you know, they're just, you know, extremely happy. And but like I told everybody, we don't have a lot of time to celebrate for this. You know, we got a bigger goal in mind, and you know, we gotta do whatever it takes to go out and, you know, obviously game by game, but the ultimate goal is to win a championship.
Joe, we saw what you shared last night, you calling your shot in 2014, putting yourself atop an MVP ballot, but when did this become a reality for you?
I don't know. I think I don't know. I mean, looking back at last night, I thought I was gonna, you know, be straight faced and be happy and not have any emotions and definitely not cry. And you know, all of a sudden, when I heard my name, and I don't know what happened. You know, I just lost it. So you know, I'm still taking it in. But honestly, I'm just focused on, you know, coming back and, you know, trying to help us, you know, do my part to try to help us, you know, game by game, trying to win this series.
Joe, when I first met you, you were on Twitter all the time, staying up till 3 a.m. playing video games. I think you would run out in Philadelphia and play tennis with some random people at the court. Now you're out in the burbs. You got a son.
Talk about your maturation as a man these last few years.
Man, obviously there's a lot of people to thank for this, and we would probably sit here for hours if I had to, you know, go through all the names. But I'd say the main one is, you know, probably my son. You know, when I found out I had a son, that I just felt like that was a way for me to be. I was responsible before, but I was like, yeah, I really got to be a grown man now. Like, I got to, you know, be a, you know, role model. I got to set a great example. And that's why I was like, I got to, you know, go on. The way I got to go on about my business got to change. You know, I want him to understand that, like, his dad was, you know, he was okay. He was an okay basketball player. And, you know, I wanted to know that, like, yeah, you know. But that's also the way I also looked at my dad, because growing up, my dad was a handball player, and he was really good. And obviously, being in the military too, and I always went to it, to his games, and I saw how good he was. So I was like, I want to be better than him. So that was always a standard for me. So I kind of want my son to understand that, like, it doesn't have to be the standard, but, you know, I just want him to have that motivation that, you know, his dad, you know, accomplished something meaningful. And whatever he does in the future, that's, you know, he's got to believe in it and, you know, keep working hard.
Joel, you've been very clear that the MVP is one goal, but winning a championship is the goal. So since you're with us, I do have to ask, you missed game one with a sprained knee. Are you going to play tonight in game two?
We shall see. I don't know. I got to talk to those guys. They always try to protect me. Obviously, I want to be on the floor, even if it's on one leg. But, you know, we're going to, you know, talk about it and see how it feels and see how I reacted from, you know. I mean, I haven't really done anything the last 2 weeks. Yesterday, I did a couple stuff, see how it feels today, and then go from there.
Well, Joel, in your honor, we had to get some Shirley Temples and raise a glass to you, the MVP of the 2023 season.
I wish I had one.
We're going to need to send you one. So to you, Joel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Oh, this is a lot of sugar.
That is sweet. That is a lot of sugar. Joel. This is the beverage of choice.
Y'all got to drink it, though.
Spoiler alert, we did not, in fact, finish them. But cheers to Joel Embiid. Coming up here, though, on NBA Today, Kendrick Perkins, he dives into how LeBron and AD shut down the Dubs last night. NBA Today will be back after this.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Let's check out last night's one top play brought to you by Uber One. Anthony Davis, he was a force. He finished with 30 points, 23 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 blocks. He did it playing nearly 44 minutes, including the entire second half. That is his second most minutes in a game this season. So some things are pretty impressive, right? Last night, he became the 5th player in Lakers playoff history with a 30-point, 20-rebound game. He joins Elgin, Shaq, Kareem, and Wilt. So a pretty exclusive list. But it was a collective group that stood out to you, Perk.
Absolutely. And it's finally back. I mean, I was waiting for this time of the moment, the postseason. That's when I thrive the best. Look, the Warriors shot 11 of 40 when guarded by AD, Vanderbilt, and LeBron James, okay? By the way, those three guys had a total of 9 blocks. The Lakers ranked number 2 in defensive efficiency ratings, and they ranked number 1 in defensive rebounding, number 1 in block shots. That's why I picked them to win this series. So now we about to do the freeze segment. Here you go. I got to get into my bag, J. Rose and Malika. Here we go right here. Hold up. Look at this. The top block again. Kevon Looney, a non-shooter. Watch AD sag. Freeze! Here we go. Now look at LeBron James on the swivel. The IQ, ready to block shots, get out in transition and run. Here we go again. Check out the top block by Schroeder. Check out Vanderbilt, 6'8", keeping the body on stealth. Follow him over. AD, walling up, shelling in the drop coverage. But look at Jared Vanderbilt. He keeps coming. Get a steal, a deflection. They out in transition again. Here we go again. Look at Dennis Schroeder, pick up point. Watch the switch. That's a beautiful switch. Look at D'Angelo Russell slide them puppies. All of a sudden, Steph, if that was a bonus, that's a floater. But that's AD, the best defender in the postseason. He blocks the shot. They going the other way. And look, AD and the Lakers, they shining like new money.
I don't know if you were ready for the freeze, Jalen.
I'm not mad at that at all. That was a great breakdown, Perk. And the thing is, the top locking is something that you can exclusively do when Looney and Draymond aren't scorers. Mm. So now AD can just be a roamer, rebounder, shot blocker, and we know when he's healthy, he's going to be dominant offensively.
Think about this. When they brought in Jermichael Green, all of a sudden he knocked down 2 threes, which made AD respect him. All Correct. Of a sudden the offense was flowing. But what, if you're Steve Kerr, what you going to do? Because you can't put Kevon Looney and Draymond on the bench. You got to ride with him. So what is your options now? It's going to be hard.
You got to put Jermichael in sometime because he showed you that he can be productive. He can bring something different and create a new look. It was still a close game. Jordan Poole had a chance to tie the game late. Mm. So you don't want to scrap everything you've tried to do, but I think that is an adjustment they're going to try to make.
There's no question about it. The Lakers were great, but you just mentioned Jordan Poole. That's what it feels like everybody is talking about. Jordan Poole's late three-point attempt coming up just a little bit short. So Tim Legler, he breaks it down further for us.
Thanks, Malika. Well, you know, it's going to be a tough couple of days in between games when the Warriors know that they did not get the quality look that they needed in that moment. And we're going to focus on Jordan Poole's decision, but let's look at everything that led up to that moment. A lot went wrong for the Warriors. Starts off with two guys trailing the play. You see Draymond Green, Jordan Poole to such an extent that by the time Curry crosses half court, there's 4 Lakers defenders there, but Jordan Poole and Draymond Green are still lagging behind the ball, and that's going to determine where Steph has to reverse this. You see the double team commit to Curry. Great job by Vanderbilt and Reeves. But now look at the weak side. Draymond and Jordan Poole basically right next to each other. Jordan Poole needs to slide to the left wing, and then Draymond can either cut or dribble drive at Anthony Davis to engage him, which could lead to a 2-on-1 on the weak side with Klay over there once it's reversed. Instead, Draymond stays and Jordan Poole stays, and that results in a stationary shot from 30 feet. Very difficult, and Steph Curry's reaction says it all. He wanted one more touch.
Tim, thank you. We're just hours away from Sixers-Celtics. Boston is in a 1-0 hole at home, and Embiid's return is looming. We're breaking all that down for you next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by Levi's.
The newly crowned 2023 MVP was out on the court this morning for shoot-around. Joel Embiid missed game one with a sprained knee, and we spoke to him earlier in the show about his chances of playing tonight against Boston.
I wish I'll see. I don't know. I got to talk to those guys. They always try to protect me. Obviously, I want to be on the floor, even if it's on one leg. But, we're going to talk about it and see how it feels and see how I reacted from, I haven't really done anything the last 2 weeks. Yesterday, I did a couple stuff, see how it feels today, and then go from there.
As for the MVP, Embiid, he finally gets the award after finishing second in back-to-back years. He received 73 of the 100 first-place votes and 915 total voting points. A pair of two-time MVPs in Nikola Jokic and Giannis, they finished second and third. So Embiid just said, we'll see, when I asked him if he's going to be playing tonight. But all signs are pointing toward his return as we continue our home court advantage series with WPVI Philadelphia sports anchor Ducius Rogers. Ducius, thank you so much for joining us here on NBA Today. I want to stick with the boots on the ground angle here, because when was the last time that Philadelphia wrapped its arms around a star like Joel Embiid?
Oh, currently, we've got Bryce Harper, you've got Jalen Hurts, but if you're talking about NBA, you'd have to go all the way back to Allen Iverson, who ironically was the last 76er to win the MVP award and the last Sixer to bring that team to the NBA Finals. But this city has certainly wrapped its arms around Joel Embiid. The fans here, they take ownership in their teams and their athletes. So when the team wins, it feels like the fans win. So when Embiid won that MVP award last night, the fans feel like they've won it as well. And he is such a great superstar in this town, a guy who's visible. There's countless stories of him showing up on a soccer field in Philadelphia and just kicking around with some kids, or grabbing a tennis racket and playing tennis with kids around here. So they certainly have taken ownership. They are so proud that he's won this MVP award.
Well, if the city feels like they win with Joel Embiid winning the MVP, then I'm sure they felt a certain kinship with James Harden after game one. He had such a strong performance there. What's he going to need to do tonight, whether or not Joel Embiid is good to go?
Well, if Embiid does not play, I'm not saying we're going to need the 45 points again, but he's going to need something like that. But if Embiid is in there, Harden may still need to step up his play. Embiid might be a little rusty after having been off so long. So that aggressive James Harden that we saw in game one on Monday night, I think the Sixers will need a little more of that. Throughout this season and the half of the year last year when he was traded here from the Brooklyn Nets, Harden has kind of taken a back seat. He's deferred to the big guy. Mm-hmm. I think what they need to see is a little bit more of that aggressive James Harden. If he's got those openings, he's got that crossover work and that step back three, if he's got the opportunity, he needs to take it.
We've seen their connection off the court on full display from the MVP video when Joel Embiid found out. James Harden giving him that huge hug. Of course, the watch today. We'll see how it translates on the court. Thank you so much, Ducius, for joining us here on NBA Today.
Thank you for having me.
So we got a little bit of everything coming up this weekend. We have NBA playoffs, we have UFC, we have Formula One highlighted over our featured weekend matchups. You got the Celtics-Sixers Game 3. We got a whole lot coming at you on ESPN, on ABC, and our entire family of networks. Still to come on this show, was Game 1 just a preview of what's to come for the Warriors, or are they going to respond like they did last series? Our final thoughts coming up in 60 seconds.
Tonight on SportsCenter at 6 Eastern, how Joel Embiid's expected return tonight will impact Game 2 against the Celtics. Plus, will the Warriors win wrong in their Game 1 loss to LeBron and the Lakers? And Aaron Rodgers' new teammates sound off with their impressions of working with the four-time MVP. SportsCenter, 6 Eastern on ESPN.
NBA Today is presented by Levi's, celebrating 150 years of the 501G.
We got a big one going down tonight between the Celtics and the Sixers. Ramona Shelburne, what more can you tell us about Joel Embiid and his injury?
Well, listen, my understanding is he's going to play tonight, okay, unless he has some kind of flare-up. this is an incredible thing that he's coming back from. I mean, this is normally a 4 to 6 week kind of injury that he's had. And for him to go and be back on the court after 11 days is remarkable healing from Joel Embiid. But he essentially told his teammates, like, hey, do what you did in game one. Play the kind of defense you did. Don't let them shoot threes. And this time, I'll be in the middle if they drive in there. Okay, if they get into the paint, I'll be there to play defense. James Harden, keep doing what you do, because I don't think Joel's going to be 100% for this game. He's going to have to wear a big brace. But when he got that call that he was MVP last night, one of the people who called him, one of the people who FaceTimed him, Malika, Jason Tatum from the Celtics. Now, they work out together in the summers. They've been friends for a while. Jason was like, hey, I saw the videos of you working out. Are you going to be out there? Like, I think everybody.
Congratulations, but you're going to be out there?
Congratulations.
Yeah, a little bit of both.
Yeah, so I think everybody expects Embiid to play tonight. What version of him we see is another story.
So what adjustments, Jalen, does Joe Mazzulla and the Boston Celtics, what do they need to make?
A guy that's won a championship coaching the Celtics happens to be on the other team. Perk wears the ring very proudly in Doc Rivers. But Joe Mazzulla got to tighten his game up. And there were two plays later in the game that I want to make sure I acknowledge that featured Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. This is what I call the hot potato play, where Maxie was like, wait a minute, can I lay this up? Was that a shot clock violation or not? And this
is the play.
Like, I love Marcus Smart, right? But one of the things about his style of play is he ends up on the floor a lot, which means you can't necessarily give that play to him because he's trying to draw a foul late in the game when ain't no foul to be gotten. And also, can Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown actually receive the inbound pass and make a play? Or maybe even Malcolm Brogdon, who was playing well. Those are adjustments.
How about switching up the drop coverage on James Harden?
How about going trap him every now and then when you see a guy got it going? But I spy a problem for Boston.
Ooh.
And with Embiid coming back, see, when I watched that him receive his MVP trophy last night, I'm looking at his teammates, and I'm looking at the camaraderie. I'm looking at the togetherness. Mm-hmm. It's there.
Yeah.
Like, those guys believe. They seem like they love and like one another. And when you have that type of chemistry, it's going to carry on to the court. And with Boston dropping game one, it gave the Philadelphia 76ers confidence. Guys like Tobias Harris, Tyrese Maxey, who struggled in the regular season against them, all of a sudden you get the big fella back. He just won the MVP. He going to be feeling some type of way. I spy a problem.
What's the cheat sheet, though, Jalen, to getting James Harden, the version that you had where he's both scoring and then also dishing out to his teammates now that Joel Embiid's back on the floor?
Well, he don't have enough days to go to Vegas.
Right.
That's no big, that might be a good thing, though.
That is a good thing. Yeah. There are certain players that perform better when they stay out late. I might have fallen into that category at different points in my career. I'm not mad at it at all. But when James Harden gets going on the perimeter, Perk said, you got to run somebody at him without Joel. Now, what you hope is that James Harden becomes a secondary version of himself, plays on his heels more, and defers. I remember playing against Allen Iverson. And every time he passed the ball or shot a jumper, because I knew I ain't had no chance to guard him. He averaged 35 points. Every time that happened, I was like, thank you. In my mind, I was like, thank you. And so, for me, if you're guarding James Harden tonight, you want him to defer to you want him to defer to Embiid and not be the guy that can drop 45 on you as an aggressive player at that spot.
So we got game two of Celtics and the 76ers tonight, and then tomorrow we get game two of the Warriors and the Lakers. And speaking of the Warriors, a little bit of news off the court here. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, they will take on Kansas City Chiefs Patrick Mahomes and then tight end Travis Kelce in the 8th edition of Capital One's Match at the Wynn in Las Vegas on June 29th. I'm not a good golfer, Jalen.
You don't feel so bad. There's footage of me on the internet being
on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, you think that footage just lives on the internet?
Playing golf.
You haven't.
Hey, Perk, it's the clubs, man. The clubs are short, man. And I didn't want to hurt nobody, Momo.
Third time's a charm.
So close.
Come on, you get on the third try. Oh, no.
I was trying to protect the grass.
It's like you're trying to dig a hole.
She was weeding.
I need some bigger glasses, clearly.
I promise you, I wouldn't have been any better. That's going to do it for us here on NBA Day. Jalen, you're the best sport. We love you, big bro. That's going to do it for us. Enjoy tonight's game, and we're going to see you tomorrow.
That's brutal.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. It is official.
There's a lot of